Well, the storm for New Orleans has ended. We're talking at this point about the aftermath of Tropical Storm Francine, still with 45-mile-an-hour winds, but it's to the northeast of New Orleans and heading to the northeast at about 12 miles per hour. I'm Scoot on the air. I'm glad you're with us. I hope you're doing okay. If you're without power, I'm sorry you're dealing with that. It is so inconvenient, but it's not as stifling hot as it has been other times when you've lost power during a hurricane. So that is some positive news. It's going to be a little uncomfortable during the day, of course, and the next couple of days, if you don't have power, it's going to be in the mid to upper 80s, which is warm, and it's going to be uncomfortable inside. But the nights are going to cool off, so that's going to bring a lot of relief. And one of the toughest things is sleeping when it's hot. And hopefully you can all get a good night's sleep, because you know, one of the most difficult aspects of dealing with problems is just being tired and being sleepy. And having rest is just an important asset for every human being. Earlier in the evening, in fact, I guess it was really in the morning, news anchor Ian Ozan had a conversation with Cynthia Lee Shang, who it seems like is just never asleep. But we want to replay this conversation because there's good information from all of you in Jefferson Parish.
Jefferson Parish officials have already begun hurricane assessments following Hurricane Francine. Parish President Cynthia Lee Shang joining us. Parish President, it's been a long night for you. Where are you right now, and what's the latest?
I've been for the past couple hours on the East Bank. I actually rode out the storm on the West Bank, but we knew many of the issues were on the East Bank in terms of flooded streets and overtopped canals and actually residences taking on water, you know, in the structure. So I wanted to get out here as soon as I could. And, you know, unfortunately for Kenner, I think they took it the worst for the East Bank, much worse than the West Bank and much worse than other parts of Metairie. It's Kenner that still has standing water in the roadway. I just got off the phone with Chief Keith Conley and Councilwoman Arito Bohannon. They're still out on the street. So Kenner really took it tough.
Is that a case of drainage not working or just a matter of too much rainfall in a short amount of time?
Well, we had a couple of pumps that were offline, but I mean, you have to put that in perspective of having 194 pumps throughout the parish. We did have a couple of pumps that were offline. When I say that, maybe, you know, out of 10 pumps at Elmwood pumping station, we had maybe 8 that were working and two were not working. By 10:30, we had 9 out of 10 working. So I think when I spoke to the chief, and we'll look at rain totals, I think that storm held over Kenner and just dumped a lot of water on there. So we're averaging, we think, 7 to 9 inches on the East Bank. Compare that to the West Bank with only 5 inches, right? So 7 to 9 inches average on the East Bank, but some areas of the East Bank, almost 11 inches. I would not be surprised if, you know, Kenner just took a lot of rainwater during the storm. And as I said, the chief said it just kind of hung over Kenner for a long period of time.
You mentioned Metairie fared better than Kenner. What kind of damage did you see there?
Well, I mean, when you look around, you don't see what you would, other than the standing water and the flooding, and we do have a lot of flooded structures, you don't see the debris, you don't see the hanging gutter cans, you don't see all the mess that you see after a hurricane, right? So we don't believe, you know, this wasn't a major wind event. This was a rain event. This was a flooding event. So that was different. Now, the West Bank, we had hardly any issues. So every hurricane's different. You know, this one brought rain, flooding, and sewer issues for us. And that's something that we still deal with. I explain it to people. We're pumping all through the night. And when I saw pictures of the East Bank and then I drove to the East Bank a couple hours later, it was vastly different. So all the pumps are working throughout the East Bank. I'm getting word all different parts of the East Bank water is receding. So that's good. The pumps are working. They'll be working throughout the night. Now, different from the sewer system where we need the light of day to go out and start working on the sewer system. The sewer system took on a lot of storm water. That is not supposed to happen, and we need time to get out there with our vacuum trucks, with our portable generators, if they don't have electricity or if the pump blew out, with our temporary pumps. We have over 500 lift stations throughout the parish, and five regional on the East Bank and five regional ones on the West Bank. So we need the light of day, and our crews are ready to go out as soon as they can to start working on the sewer issues. But the message there is still to conserve water. Let's not put more water in the sewer system. When I mean that, it's the water in your house. So you know, the toilet flushing, taking your shower, taking your bath, washing your dishes, you know, all that kind of stuff. Dishwasher puts out sewer water. So we really need people to conserve water.
How long will it take for crews to repair the sewer problems once daylight hits?
I'm going to know more tomorrow when we get out to the street and we can kind of see where the water is. And I'm going to give a briefing tomorrow. But I think I need our crews out there a little bit. We did have an emergency contract that we triggered. And I think we're going to need to, you know, discuss with those people and just kind of see how this is going to go. So we'll give you another briefing tomorrow. But right now, obviously, the message is to try to, you know, conserve water still.
West Bank, you mentioned, didn't get much damage. Is it operating as normal over there, or are there some hiccups as a result of the hurricane?
No, I think largely the West Bank was spared. We did not have many issues at all.
That's good news there. You mentioned a briefing.
That's good news.
You mentioned a briefing tomorrow. Any idea what time that briefing might happen?
No, I need to get through the day and see, you know, what the day looks like. But we will be giving a briefing tomorrow at some point. We'll let you know.
Excellent. Anything else that we may have missed that you want to cover?
No, I've been saying it all day. You know, there's still standing water in the streets in Kenner. The canals are still high throughout the East Bank. So please give us the time, give the energy crews the time, the utility companies the time, and give us the time for all our public works crews to you know, to get out there and make it safe for you.
Jefferson Parish President Cynthia Lee Shang joining us. President Shang, it's been a long day and a long morning so far for you. Hopefully you're able to get some rest as we head into daylight.
Almost 24 hours. I haven't done that since I was in college, I think. So it's been a long day.
Well, you've managed it well, and we thank you for taking a little bit of time at this early hour to give us an update on what's going on in Jefferson.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for getting the message out.
All right, that's Ian Ozand, WWL News anchor, talking to Jefferson Parish President Cynthia Lee Shang. She said she worked 24 hours back in college. I don't remember ever working 24 hours. I've partied 24 hours, but that's a story for another show. I'm Scoot on the Air. I'm glad you're with us. I'm glad you're tuned in. I hope you got some sleep, or I hope you're able to get some sleep soon, because it's really important to, again, to get some sleep. The sun's going to be coming up soon. We're going to know a lot more. What we heard from Cynthia Lee Shang is that basically the West Bank of Jefferson Parish was spared. And that really is great news. But there's water in Kenner. I'm sure there's water in other places. But from what I can tell, the water should be receding. I got a text from the owner of International Market. I'm doing commercials now for International Market. It's really a really interesting place. International Market is like shopping in another country. And it's just off of Veterans. Turn on Richland. It's right behind the Peretti dealerships at 3940 Barron Street. But this message from Hiren says, good morning. I just wanted to update you. I was trying to get home from the warehouse just now, and it took me over an hour. Power, Williams, and Loyola from the interstate have high water, and you can't get across them. All right, so that's Power, Williams, and Loyola from the interstate. High water, you can't get across them. I finally went down West Esplanade to get home. It was clear all the way from Clearview, just in case people are trying to get to the other side of Kenner. Irene, thank you very much for that update. And that's somebody who is obviously working late to make sure that supplies and everything is ready. And I'm sure we're going to see businesses opening up. There's no reason for businesses not to be opening up unless they have flooded. But we'll see businesses opening up really throughout the greater New Orleans area. And those businesses that can open down in the Bayou and Terrebonne and Lafourche Parish, areas that were even hard hit, they should be opening up as well. So yeah, that's going to be good news. If you're going to be going out to get supplies, especially those of you who are without power. Just be patient, and be patient with the retail workers. You know, they're there, they're doing their job, and I know you're frustrated, and I mean, I've gone without power. I know what it's like. We've all been in these situations, and I know how difficult that is. I know how frustrating it is. If you've got water in your home, you know, I've never had that happen to me, but that doesn't mean I can't totally understand and appreciate what you're going through and what you have to deal with. I mean, it's your home, and some, you know, precious things might have gotten destroyed. Hopefully you've got everything, you know, lifted up, but you've got the aftermath of the water in your home. And man, that's a problem. I mean, there's construction that needs to be done. There are things that are going to take time to be fixed, and your home is going to be unsettled. And I can imagine how difficult all of that is. But just know that many of you have done this before. You hate that you have to do it again, but you're going to do it again, and you're going to get through it again. And so at this point, Hurricane Francine is a memory already. And just try to have as positive attitude as you can when it comes to getting things back to normal. And just take it one day at a time. Don't project into the future about how long it's going to be before things get fixed. Just take it one day at a time. If you want to join us with a comment, I'll get to more of your text messages coming up. The Oakenheart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. Now, I know this is not for those of you who were flooded, but this is for those of you who have just dealt with the rain. And sometimes rain can be really inconvenient, but I've got there's a positive song from Luke Bryan that reminds us. I'm sorry, Luke Bryan, a positive song about the positivity of rain. All right, now, this is not for those of you who were flooded, because rain ain't a good thing. But overall, there's some positive things about rain. I'm Scoot on the Air, and we'll be right back with our coverage of the aftermath of Hurricane Francine on WWL.